Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Empowerment Hour. You know we've been doing so many great things with our network. We're getting ready to move off of the Blog Talk platform and onto our own platform where we'll be streaming 24 hours a day with amazing new show hosts, amazing music. So I'm excited about launching today's show of Destiny Empowerment Hour. Why? Because we have an amazing upcoming R&B music sensation with us today that's going to be debuting his new single right here on our show. I know, how exciting is that, especially as we're on the brink of launching something even bigger. So I'm excited about that. Thank you guys to everyone that's been checking out some of our new shows. On Sunday night, we have Keeping It Together with relationship coach Montavia Morrow. I'm telling you, whether you are single, married, divorced, in a complicated situation, don't know if you're coming or going, that show will get you all the way together. I promise you, Mr. M-I-S-P-E-R, period, as we call him, I tell you, he gets you all the way together. Any relationship questions, parenting, co-parenting questions, I mean, he really goes there. So thank you guys that tune in on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to that show. On Mondays, our incredible show on Mondays, The Success Factor with Kendrick and Kelsey Gordon. Oh, my God. You're talking about a power couple that literally is leading by example. Their show, The Success Factor, has been brought is a show that actually helps you and teaches you how to be successful in every area of your life as a married couple, as partners building together, as parents, and also how to find your own identity, even in a marriage, in your own level of success. So that's every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then thank you, everybody. I've gotten so many emails, so many messages regarding the Tuesday night show that I personally do called The Business Makeover. That's right. Every Tuesday from 6 to 6:45 p.m., we do The Business Makeover where I empower, inspire, and educate entrepreneurs, whether you're a new entrepreneur, whether you've been in business for a while, whether you are an employedpreneur, you're still working in corporate America, but you have your side business hustle on the side, whether you have a traditional business, direct sales, multi-level marketing, I help you get your business together, get it started the right way. So thank you guys for tuning in to some of our new shows. The feedback that we have received has been absolutely phenomenal. Keep tuning in. Keep sharing it with a friend and with your family members. Why? Because soon you'll be able to download our app. That's right, Destiny Empowerment Radio. You'll be able to download that app, take us wherever you go, and listen to us throughout the day. And when we don't have a live show going with great information to empower you and excite you, to motivate you, to inspire you, then we're going to have some great music. That's right, great music that's playing for you throughout the day. But guess what else I'm adding, guys, just for you? Because I don't know if many of you all saw my post that I did, those that follow me on social media, and I posted that make sure you're reading more than just Facebook. Okay? If we want to really move ahead in life, it's so important that we read. We have to read. We have to educate ourselves every day. Whatever you put in you, that's what's going to come out you. So if all you're putting in you every day is junk, meaning if you're on just social media laughing and giggling at foolishness that has no impact on you to make you a better person, if you're not digesting something that's going to help you grow, then guess what that's going to come out you? What's going to come out you is more foolishness, more BS, and we're tired of that. We're trying to grow. We're trying to create legacies. We're trying to leave great, phenomenal futures. So make sure you guys are reading. So on our shows, we're going to have every day some audiobook that's going to play for at least 2 hours a day, an audiobook of inspiration, encouragement, empowerment. So I'm super excited. This will be a well-rounded radio show, radio station that's going to feed every aspect of your life, guys. So I'm excited. If you want to stay, you know, keeping the note of what's going on, make sure you connect to our website, destinyempowerment.com. Make sure you connect with our fan page on Facebook, which is Destiny Empowerment Hour, or even my personal fan page on Facebook, which is the Charisse L. Riley page, and that's C-H-E-R-I-S-E, guys. Once again, thank you so much. I'm super excited. All right, a couple of more announcements before we jump into today's show. I know you're excited to hear this guy. I know you're saying, man, Charisse, I want to know who this sensation is. I want to know who this young man is that you're talking about. I want to hear his music. Is this something that I can bump to? Is this something I can groove to? Listen, guys, I sampled the music last night when I was preparing for the show, and I promise you, if I like it, you're going to like it. You know I'm a big critic when it comes to music because I don't think music is how it used to be back in the day. You know, we got all this mess playing on the radio now. They have a great beat, but there's the lyrics are so empty. So I was really excited to listen to this young man's music last night. I was excited about what I heard, and I know you're going to be excited. Make sure you support the movement. Make sure you go out and you purchase this guy's song on iTunes or however it's going to be available once you hear it today. So do not touch that dial. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch your computer screen. Don't touch your phone line. You have to hear this music that we are debuting today. So before we go there, one last announcement, guys. That's right. It is almost time. A week from today, 1 week from today, next Thursday, the 21st of May, our first telesummit is taking place. We have been anticipating this from the beginning of the year when we had our Recreating You event in Dallas, Texas. We are gearing up and preparing to take this event on the road with the release of my book, Recreating Your Life. We have some dynamic co-authors that have wrote some amazing chapters in this book. I'm telling you, your life is going to be blessed. Beginning next Thursday for 3 days, we have an amazing telesummit. For 3 days, we have 12 phenomenal speakers that's going to be gracing the platform, that's going to help reignite, that's going to help recreate, and that's going to help recharge you to finish what you started. And you're probably saying, Charisse, what do you mean finish what I started? At the beginning of the year, how many of you all wrote out a vision plan or had a goal that you had in mind that you wanted to complete this year, but life happened and you've gotten off track? And now that goal doesn't seem possible for you to achieve. Well, we're going to give you what you need, tools and tips and tangible things that you'll be able to reactivate that vision, reactivate that goal, and finish 2015 strong. Guys, all you have to do, registration is free. It is a free event. So all you need to do to register, simply log on to www.ryvirtual.eventbrite.com. Once again, that's www.ryvirtual.eventbrite.com. register for the event. We'll be sending out emails with all of the great information, and make sure that you are tuned in for this phenomenal event. So, guys, with no further ado, I cannot wait to introduce our speaker, our guest today. If you saw the post that I've been putting all over social media for the past few days regarding this phenomenal young man, he's only 24 years old. Let me tell you the power of networking, the power of just being nice and speaking with people. My fiance and I were sitting at a Chili's restaurant a couple of months ago, and the gentleman that walked up to us, it was something about his spirit, something about his demeanor that was so pure. He was unlike a lot of young men that we have met in the past. He was very kind, and it wasn't forced. You could tell he came from a really good upbringing, and me being me, you guys know me, I'm this personality. I'm going to talk to people if they have a welcoming spirit, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to talk to this young man because he literally blew me away. I knew right then I needed to connect with him. I knew that I needed to share this jewel with the world. This guy is 24 years old. Listen, he's not just a singer. He has stuff he falls back on. He still works. He's also a graphic designer. And guess what's even more important, guys? That's right. He was born a day before me. That means he's absolutely phenomenal because he's a Taurus. That's right. His name is Cameron. Listen, Cameron has always enjoyed singing. By the time he was 4 years old, he had already discovered his hidden talent. So afterwards, he began his journey as a singing artist. He was born and raised, guys, in New Orleans, Louisiana. So we don't let them pass because, you know, well, I don't want no hate mail coming to me when I talk about the Saints, okay, because I'm a Cowboys fan, but I like the Saints too, so don't boo me right now, okay? But he's from New Orleans, Louisiana. He started singing at various churches, banquets, weddings, talent shows, local radio stations, and events throughout New Orleans Metroplex and Baton Rouge. Listen, he's had the honor of auditioning for various singing competitions. This young man takes what he does seriously. This isn't a pastime. This is a passion for him. He auditioned for American Idol for season 9, which was in 2009, at the newly built Texas Stadium, making it to the round right before going on to Hollywood. Listen, that's their loss, and that's our gain, okay? He also auditioned for American Idol competition on 2 other occasions, along with Sunday Best, held here in Dallas, Texas. And just recently, he auditioned for The Voice Season 9. This audition was held January 2015 in New York, and he advanced to the next round that was held in Oklahoma this past March. Guys, I want to present to some and introduce to others the amazing singing sensation, Mr. Cameron Randall himself. Cameron, welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, sir.
Hi.
Hey, I need a better welcome than that. You can't just say hi on this show. Let's try this again. No. Cameron, welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour.
Hi, how are you guys doing? I'm so sorry about that. I was trying to make sure I was on. My bad. How y'all doing?
We are so excited and so pumped to have you with us today. Oh, my God. I was reading over your bio, and, of course, it was just way too much information to put on here, but I wanted to just kind of highlight the points because nowadays it seems like everybody want to be a singer, everybody trying to be, you know, be a star. But what captured me was the fact that this isn't something that you just woke up one day and said, hey, I'm going to do this now. You know, someone said I had a good voice. You've been doing this basically all your life for 20 years. You're 24 now. You've been doing this since you were 4 years old. You've been doing this all your life. So I know I've read a little bit of your bio, Cameron, but from your mouth to our listeners' ears, in your own words, please share with our listening audience exactly who Cameron is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Cameron is a very laid-back guy, very approachable, and I really go with the flow of life, to be honest with you. I don't take things too seriously, you know, and I try to make the most of life and really try to inspire people as much as I can, and really just be there for people in life, you know what I mean? And so that's who I am. It shows in my music as well, and I try to be as honest as possible in my music. So, yeah, that's who I am.
Awesome. Now, Cameron, you said that at the age of 4 years old is when this journey actually began. So take us back to then. Take us back to being four, because, listen, I have some nieces and nephews who was walking around the house singing, but they're no Beyonce. They're no Jennifer Hudson. So what was the difference inside you that your parents saw that said, hey, he may have something here. We need to continue to mold and shape this gift, because your mom is your manager, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. So tell me a little bit about that, when your family, you know, kind of identified that there was something special about your voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was, of course, yeah, like you said, beginning at 4 years old. And it was just me singing around the house, really. And, you know, I guess they, you know, caught on to it. And at that moment, they were like, okay, well, he's definitely going to do something and be something in life. And with that being said, it didn't just start out with this singing. It also started for me, you know, playing a violin in elementary and just really noticing that, okay, well, there's something here when I sing. Okay, that voice is going this place, and I'm only 4 years old. Just so different things that, you know, that they saw, and they really were like, okay, hey, we're going to definitely stand behind you and be supportive as we can. So throughout the years, it's just been countless amount of support, and I'm just so grateful.
Wow. So I heard you mention that you started playing the violin. What other musical instruments do you play?
I play the piano, and I'm not as great at it as I used to be because of the hurricane. You know, before the hurricane in 2005, we were actually, you know, displaced because of that. And so at that time, I was actually, you know, I had a vocal coach and I had a piano teacher, and they were doing everything in their power to really, you know, get me to where I wanted to be and needed to be. And so when that happened, you know, that kind of put a stop on everything. But, you know, at any given time, you know, I can pick up the piano and just kind of play some little keys here and there. I'm not a professional, but, you know, I have that ear to where I can, you know, make it work.
Awesome. Now, Cameron, to me, that's the sign of a true artist. You know, that's true artistry, when you are able to take the fact that you have a dynamic voice that you can sing, but then you also mix it with understanding instruments and how they work and melodies and sounds. I think that's phenomenal. Now, do you also read music, and do you write your own music?
I don't read music. I do write. But I would definitely say for any musician, it's very important to do both, because of the simple fact that, you know, you want to know exactly what you're getting into, and, you know, just how you can make things work in a song, and just, you know, the different places that it can, you know, definitely take you. But as far as writing, I do take that very seriously. And like I said before, I just, you know, try and write from an honest place.
Now, let me ask you this, Cameron. You know, I was reading in your bio, and you've auditioned for American Idol a couple of times, and you made it all the way to right before you got to Hollywood. And for most people, that would have completely broken their spirit. They would have went running back and said, bump this, let me go to college. You're still a fairly young, you know, young guy. So what is it in you that keeps driving you? Why music? Why keep pursuing this, you know, beyond the nose? And why not college, or why not, you know, go into traditional corporate America, or do, you know, or do your own business? Why this? What is it in you that keeps you going even when people are saying no, or people have said no in the past?
Well, I've definitely gone through corporate America. I've, you know, attended college classes, and it didn't do it for me as far as how passionate I am about, you know, my career. And so with that being said, I'm driven to music. like, it's in my blood, and I can't get away from it. Even when I've had times you know, where I really wasn't into music because of, you know, this didn't work out or that didn't work out, I've still always just been drawn back to music. And for me, I love the freedom that music brings as far as, you know, just me being able to express exactly who I am. A lot of times in corporate America, you're not allowed to do that because you're so subject to, okay, what the company wants you to do with this or that. But with music, I'm myself and I'm free. And so I really believe that is what motivates me to, you know, to continue doing it, is because it's very much a passion of mine. And, you know, I want to be able to touch people with the words that I sing.
And I agree with that. And that was the point that I was trying to get out, and I really wanted the listeners to really catch that, is that the reason why you don't give up, the reason why you haven't given up, is because it's a passion. I see so many people say, oh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, I'm going to go into acting, or I'm going to be a singer, or I'm going to start my own business. And as soon as it gets hard, as soon as it appears that a storm is coming, they tend to run the other way, which is a clear indication to me that it clearly can't really be a passion. It may be a passing by moment that you may feel is a passion, because somebody say you can sing good, but I always say, just
right.
because you got a good voice don't always mean you need to be a singer. You know,
right.
God does things. Well, I tease everybody all the time. I say, listen, when God was handing out gifts, he knew exactly what he was doing when it came to me, because God knows, honey, if he would have gave me a voice, Beyonce, who? Y'all would have been like, who is Beyonce? Sharice? And baby, I'm telling you, I'd have been out there dropping it like it's hot and all that. So God already knew, I can't give that crazy girl that gift, because Lord have mercy, Jesus would have to come back and die again on the cross to save her. So, so he couldn't give me that particular gift, you know. But I'm so grateful for those that he has given that gift, that's actually using it. So you actually grew up in a church, right? You grew
yes,
up singing
indeed.
In the
yes,
church,
ma'am.
And I know, you know, most people that, you know, have phenomenal voices and that's really doing big things in music, they've always gotten their start there. And I know there's a lot of flack that's given a lot of time by Christians or by people in the church arena that says you got your start here, but yet you're taking you're making your music worldly. So let's talk a little bit about that, and let's kind of dispel some things. So I know your music that you're doing is kind of R&B, neo-soul type of feel. Why not gospel?
Why not gospel? Well, I actually tried gospel when I first started, and I quickly began to realize how judgmental we as Christians can be. And when I realized that, I think for a moment it scared me. And the reason why it scared me was because, you know, life hasn't always been easy. And a lot of times if people know this or know that about you, they'll try to hold that against you as far as, you know, you moving forward, you know, in that Christian realm or whatever it may be. And I feel like a lot of times gospel artists are so under the radar as far as every move that they make. And I'm like, I don't want to be put in a box, because creatively I have so many things that run through my mind. A lot of people will probably say, oh, this dude here, you sure he's a Christian? And I'm not saying that, you know, like, the things that I speak about is horrible or they're off the radar. But at the same time, you know, I like to bring art into what I do as far as my creative process and stuff like that. And so, like I said, I really didn't want to be put in that box. And so I said, okay, well, look, nobody in my family may not agree, but once I had my mom on board, aka my awesome manager, she's really been that force to keep me going as far as an R&B artist, because, you know, she's like, okay, well, look, you know, you don't want to go too far in what you're saying about this or what have you. So I do keep that in mind. But at the same time, you know, I want to be able to relate to everyone. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, she does. But, you know, I want to be able to reach everybody and not be just subject to the walls of the church and just being, you know, that little community, because it can be very small. And when I say very small, I don't even mean person-wise. I'm talking about mentally. very small. And so I don't want that, you know, for my career. And God knows my heart, you know, and I appreciate the fact that I've been able to have opportunities outside of the church, because that's where people need the most help. You know what I mean? So
I totally agree with that. And you said something. I'm kind of going to back up a little bit and kind of go back into something you originally started with. You said that, you know, when you first started out, you tried gospel music, and the first thing you found was that Christians are extremely judgmental. And I would like to say it's not Christians that's judgmental, it's church people, and there's a difference there. You know, I don't call everybody that go to church a Christian, because to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. And when you're Christ-like, that means you're walking in his actual true image. You're actually living your life according to how Christ would live his life. And sadly, we don't have that many people here in this earth that's actually living as a Christian. We wear the title, but we don't actually walk in the character and the integrity of what it means to be a Christian. So I 100% agree with you that there are so many judgmental people walking around in the church, you know, world today. And I do believe that everyone that has a voice don't necessarily have to sing common day gospel, as we call it. You know, every word out of my mouth don't have to be, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm blessed and highly favored, God bless you, for someone to know that I am a Christian. The Bible says that with love and kindness have I drawn thee. So I do believe that artists such as yourself can go out and can put your gift on display, because it's not, you know, as long as, you know, like you said, you have your mom that keeps you in check, she's going to make sure that you don't get too far out there to the left, too far out there to the right. Why? Because any and everything that we do in life is ministry. We're either ministering something good or something bad. And when people are looking at us and they're listening to our music, or they're frequenting our business, or even myself, if they're coming to see me speak at an event, they're listening to the words, but yet they're watching my character. And it's my character that either draws them or not. So in my character is where they're going to see Christ. I don't have to sing his name 24 hours a day for people to know that I'm a Christian. And I like to call it marketplace ministry, to where you hit the nail on the head by saying, hey, I don't want to be put in a box. I want to be able to touch everybody. I want everyone to be able to be touched with my music. And sadly as it's kept, everybody ain't going to tune into gospel music. Everybody don't want to, you know, if God is trying to draw someone who's of another belief, or who don't even believe in him, that person ain't going to pick up no song that say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's just be real. Let's be real about it. But they'll pick up a song that talks about love. They'll pick up a song that talks about healing. They'll pick up a song that talks about friendship. They'll pick up a song that talks about life. You know what I'm saying? Then they're going to look into the artist. So you're a very smart young man in what you're doing. And I really appreciate you for saying that and for bringing that point out. Guys, we have about 30 minutes left in this show. Listen, the time is going by so fast. And as I promised you all, we have the release of Cameron's new single. That's right. We are going to be playing that single really just in a few seconds. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Destiny Empowerment Radio Show, Destiny Empowerment Hour, with your host, your homegirl, none other than Sharice Riley. I have upcoming R&B singing sensation Cameron right here with me. Helen from New Orleans, Louisiana is where he's originally from. He's right now in Dallas, Texas. I had the pleasure of meeting this young man who is literally a gun to make music history. I'm speaking that into existence, because I believe in not only the gift and the talent that this young man has, but I'm telling you, his parents did something right with him. I've never met a young man more humble than this young man. So we're going to play the release of his new single. So Cameron, before we do that, talk to us a little bit about this single. What's this song about? Where did the inspiration from the song come from? And all of that good stuff. And then from there, we're going to share the release of your debut single right here on Destiny Empowerment Radio.
All right, so there are so many stories about this single that I could tell, but because of time, I have to say that this single literally came to me in about a day or two.
Wow.
I went into the studio, and my producer played me a beat. He was like, you know, just play around with this, see what you can do, because at the time I was just recording tracks for artists in the industry. And so he played it, and I came up, you know, and I'm doing the lyrics, and I'm at the time typing on my phone, and that was it. So we actually slept on just that part right there for a few months. And when my mom and dad came to the studio this one particular time, this is when I finished a single, he said, do you remember me working on that one song? And I was like, oh, yeah, that song that I really loved. And he was like, yeah, well, guess what? That's going to be your single. And I was like, what? No way. Really? And that night, I finished a single, and I was blown away at the results because of the simple fact that it came so fast. Like, I was in the studio shaking because I'm like, God, what is happening right now? Like, you know, it's a feeling that I just really, I can't explain, because it really happened so fast. And
wow.
So what you guys are about to hear is a story about a relationship, guy or girl. And it's basically talking about when you get to a point in a relationship and you've been dating this person for quite some time, and you really start to realize that it may not be going as planned, or you really just start to question, okay, well, where are we going? A lot of people, and I'm speaking for my generation, we go about relationships the wrong way. We do things, oh, because it's fun, or because we feel like doing it. And I feel that when you're in a relationship with someone, that you should really make a point of what exactly it is you want. And so this song is entitled Tell Me, and it's basically telling your mate, tell me what it is. You know, are we going to move forward, or are we going to be in this for the long run? You know, it's kind of time out for games. So this is what this song is about, and I really hope that you guys enjoy.
Awesome. I cannot wait. Guys, hold on to your seat. Listen, if you've not already tweeted this out, Facebooked it, Instagrammed it, and whatever other social media there is out there, you need to tell people, listen, if you're not listening to this interview, you need to listen right now, because they're about to debut Cameron's new song. That's right. Tell Me. We're about to debut it right now. So we're going to go to a brief commercial break, and we are going to play Tell Me by Cameron. This is going live right now, guys, on Destiny Empowerment Radio. We're so excited to have this exclusive, to release this. So hold on to your seats as we share with the world for the first time Tell Me by Cameron.
All right, Melina, let's do this.
Take your freedom true. Love you down, ooh, baby. time, so just make up your mind. I really don't have all day.
Dream and really just really living it out. How did you deal with the naysayers?
That is a great question, and thank you for calling in. How did I deal with that? Honestly, I went through my moments. I allowed myself moments of feeling down because I do believe that we should allow ourselves a moment and really a moment. And when that moment was over, I quickly realized, okay, it's time to get myself back up. And I also have my family around me as well, you know, letting me know, hey, I believe in you, don't give up. So there was moments like that that I really, you know, I cling to that, and I cling to my family, I cling to their opinions, and I really try and just stay focused and know that, you know, this is for me, and no matter how many no's, no matter how many naysayers there are in this life, I believe that you can definitely overcome, you know, all of that for sure.
Well, I certainly appreciate that response, and let me tell you, the song is fabulous. I need to know, where do I get this song at, and how do I get this, because I need to download it, and I'm with the host, Sharif. I need to know how to get this in my car, and I need to get this passed out to everybody. Hey, if you ain't heard this song, this is a hot one. This is a good jam.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. The song will actually be available pretty soon on my SoundCloud. I will, tweet out the link and put it on any social media that I have for people to download it as well. And I'll also send a copy to Ms. Sharice, via email that she can send out to people. And, yeah, I'm really happy that you all like it because, you know, when I was in the studio, I was like, oh, man, you know, I was really worried about that. And because it came so fast, I was like, you know, I just got to put it out there and just let it do what it do. And so I'm excited that you like it for sure, and thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. Cameron, I told you, you hit a home run with this song. This song was good. The music was good. The beat of it, the tempo, the lyrics, the chorus, just absolutely home run out the park. I have no doubt that this song is going to do absolutely phenomenal. So those that are listening, that are tuning in, how do people connect with you? How do they connect with you to find out what's going on with your music, when your album drops, when the single drops? How do people get connected with Cameron to see all that you're doing? Because you're not just an artist. You also have an artist as well that you do. So tell us how we connect with you and connect with your music, and then also share a little bit with us about your other artist.
Yeah, for sure. Well, before we move any forward, I just want to shout out to my incredible producer, Mr. Melina Icon. I call him my Ike Turner. Because
awesome.
When we're in a booth, he is like, look, dude, get it right, you know, make it happen. Don't hold back. So shout out to him for sure. But how anybody is able to connect with me is actually through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My Facebook and Twitter is going to be Cameron Music. That's CameronMusic. And then my Instagram is CameronMusic. So don't forget the dot in between on my Instagram. And I'm very active on there. I follow back. So y'all, you know, hit me up. See what's going on with your boy. And also, with the artist that I work for, her name is Courtney Hart. And I smile really big every time I talk about this woman because I am a huge supporter of hers, not just because I work for her, but because she's simply amazing. Her name is Courtney Hart. She's also from New Orleans, Louisiana as well. And I met Courtney for the first time, I want to say it was 2013, I do believe, when she was at Essence Fest. I currently work for her as a graphic designer, and it'll be a year in as of October this year, I do believe. And that opportunity came along because I was just being passionate about graphic design. And I'm a firm believer and pushing artists that aren't, quote unquote, in the image of everyone as far as, you know, being national, what have you. And so I started out as just kind of creating different things for her as far as, you know, was it either a single cover or, information about different events that she may have had coming out. And, you know, not once did she ever ask, hey, can you do this for me or do that? It was just me being me until one day I received a call from one of her team members, and they were like, dude, look, we are so appreciative for everything that you do for Courtney. How would you like to be a part of the team? When I tell you, I didn't hesitate at all, and I said yes. And so it's been a ride ever since, and it's been one amazing ride, and I'm truly grateful for the ride, and I can't wait for the world to see what she has coming because she's amazing. Her name is, again, Courtney Hart. It's KourtneyHeart. And y'all check her out on Instagram. It's Courtney Hart 15. Also at Courtney Hart on Twitter. Y'all make sure y'all show her some love because she's another incredible powerhouse for sure.
Well, I'm excited. We definitely want to play some of Courtney's music on our show as well. Cannot wait to have your stuff debuting on our new station when we launch later this summer, have you in rotation, have Courtney in rotation. So I'm super excited about that. We have another question from a caller that's listening from work, and he said, please ask when in studio. The caller's name is Kendrick. The listener's name, I'm sorry, is Kendrick. He said, when in studio, what drives his creativity? As an artist, what puts him in the zone?
Well, what drives my creativity? Honestly, the music. I really get in a zone. I don't really have, like, any special things that I do, to be honest with you, but I do focus on the music, and I really let that carry me wherever it carries me. I open up my heart, and I try not to be so closed-minded, and I really just open up myself, and I say, okay, well, whatever this song is meant to be, let it be, and that's just, you know, that's how it is for me, for sure, and I'm done rambling.
Okay, so you're actually driven by the music itself. So when you hear the beat,
yeah,
when it drops. So let me ask you another question. Are you open? I know you write your music yourself, but do you ever take on music written by other songwriters? So up-and-coming songwriters that's trying to break into the industry, if they have a song that they're interested in submitting to you or having you take a look at and potentially partnering with you on music, how would they go about doing that? Or
yeah,
are
for
you
sure.
Open
I'm,
to that?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to that, for sure. Please send me some stuff so I can get to work. You know what I mean? You can actually contact me via email, and that's going to be Booking Cameron. So it's bookingcamron@gmail.com. Hit me up there and definitely send me some, you know, some things, and I'll respond. And you know, we'll definitely get to work. I'm definitely big on people approaching me in the right manner as far as the content, you know, making sure that it is, you know, of course, respectable content, not just any oh, you know, thing I'm going to sing about this and that. And that's not the case. But, you know, definitely respectable tunes that I can, that anybody can really play and just really stuff that strike emotion for sure. So, yeah, definitely, hopefully, get to work with some people. I will love that for sure.
Awesome. I know we have some people that's listening that are songwriters, and they're always looking to get their music in the hands of individuals, so I had to put that out there. And thankfully, these individuals, they won't be submitting you just anything. They have some quality good stuff. So I'm excited,
yes,
guys.
Indeed.
I know you all love that song. We have a few minutes left. I have about 3 minutes left for people that have questions. So if you have a question or you have a comment for our guest, remember that number is 646-564-9774. 646-564-9774. Just press 1 from your touch tone phone. That'll put you in the queue. Or as some other people have done, you can go ahead and hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. If you have questions that you want to post or that you want us to ask as well. Okay, hold on. Okay, so I have another question that just came in from Corey, and Corey is tuned in from South Florida, and Corey wants to know, hold on, let me get to it. Okay, Corey wants to know when your song will actually be released, and will there be a tour?
Yeah, the song actually, I don't have a release date for it. I definitely want to strive before the end of May, definitely. But like I say, you know, connect with me on my Twitter, my Facebook, and Instagram as well. Keep updated. After this, I will be actually releasing the official singer cover of the song. So y'all make sure y'all check out for that. Literally minutes after the show is over, I'll post that. But a tour, I would love to do a tour. I actually was talking with my manager, a.k.a. my lovely mom, about doing a two-city tour here in Dallas and also one in New Orleans as well. So we definitely want to get that into places, just, you know, figuring out, okay, well, what venue you want to do. So, you know, if you're in Dallas, definitely, you know, keep on the lookout for that, because that is going to be coming very soon. Hopefully this summer we try to get something together.
And please keep us posted. Let us know how Destiny Empowerment Radio can potentially become a sponsor or partner with you on that tour here. And we would definitely love to go to New Orleans. Our phone lines just lit up. We have two more callers on the line that have come on with questions or comments. Caller, we're bringing you on. Area code 832. Area code 832. You're live on the air with Destiny Empowerment Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lori Broussard.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question or comment for Cameron?
I do. I'm actually Cameron's aunt in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hey, Auntie.
Hi. I am so proud of Cameron.
Awesome.
I do.
Okay, you just wanted to call and let them know you're proud of them?
I'm sorry. I thought I was on air. So I actually just want to say that, not because I'm his aunt, but I have known Cameron all his life. But Cameron really is the person that you all are hearing right now on this, on the air, on this presentation here. And I just have a lot of love for Cameron. And the music that he presents is actually him from his heart. But I wanted to just say I'm proud of him and to say that I want to tell him, and I know he already knows this, it's in his heart, to always put God first, and he will succeed in any and everything that God has put in his life. I have a nickname for him, but I'm not going to say it on the air. He may not want it just yet. But once he becomes more famous, I want him to make a song with that nickname, because we love him so much, this family, and I know he's going to go far. And I want to thank you for allowing him to be able to be on your show this morning.
Well, I appreciate you guys for raising such a phenomenal young man, and I do believe he's going to do great things. Cameron, do you have anything to say to your aunt?
Oh, yes, indeed. Hi, Auntie. I love you so much. My Auntie Lo from Nollins. I love you, love you, love you, love you. And I thank you so much for calling in and just believing in me. And, yeah, about that nickname, I mean, you know, we'll see about that. But thank you so much. I love you. I love you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Now, you know, I'm curious. I need to know what this nickname is, but I'm going to let you tell me off air. So we have another caller that has a question. Caller, your last four digits is 3998. 3998, you're live on Destiny Empowerment Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Will, and that's Shannon from Plano. What's up, Cam?
Hi, guys. What's up? Thank you for calling me. What's happening?
What's happening, bro? Oh, my God, man. I didn't get no sleep because of our daughter, but I woke up and your radio thing was on, and we were just like, oh, snap, we got to watch it.
I'm going to be late to work because of you, but I don't even care.
But, dude, man, I love that thing, man. The second that it's available, man, you got to hit me up and let me know, because I will bump that all the way to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, and you got our support, dude.
Hey, thank y'all so much. I love you guys.
Love you, man.
That is so awesome. That is awesome. Now, that's what you call support. I always tell people, listen, when your own family and friends can get behind what you're doing and support you, that's when you know you have a surefire thing. You know, you when your circle are supporting you. That is absolutely phenomenal. Cameron, I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for what the future holds for you. I'm excited for all that's in store for you. Absolutely phenomenal. I believe that it's going to be great things. Now, as we get ready to close out, I'm going to actually close out. I'm not even going to close out with my show outro. I'm going to close out and bump your song, Tell Me What, one more time. But before we do, I want to give you, like I do with all of my guests, I want to give you about 60 60 seconds just to share whatever is on your heart to those people that's listening. Now, keep in mind, we have people listening live over the phone lines. We have people listening all over the world. We have over 50,000 listeners that listen to our show. And then this show is going to be available right after this live interview in our archive. So people will be able to continue to listen to this show for years to come. So I want you just to share from your heart to those people that's listening to this show that may have given up on their dream, that may have given up on their passion, that may be feeling discouraged, that's had doors closed in their face, that's had no after no, or even those that's just starting out on their journey. What would you say to that young boy, to that young girl, to that older person who feels like, what's the use? And I want you just to go ahead and share from the heart to that individual right now that's listening to this show.
Alrighty. Well, I am speaking to man, woman, whoever is listening, and I want to tell you that no matter how many no's you get, there is a yes that's waiting on you, and that yes is just for you. That yes is the yes to many more opportunities, and I want you to know that you can do anything in this world, anything that you put your mind to, and never give up. There are going to be times that it will get hard, and you will be stressed the heck out because you're like, this is my dream, God. You gave me this gift, but why isn't anything happening? Make sure that you surround yourself with people that truly love you from the heart and be you, 110% you, and don't ever apologize for it.
Absolutely phenomenal. Guys, you've heard it here. You've heard it here. Mr. Cameron Randall was live on Destiny Empowerment Radio today. We debuted his new single. If you missed it, just hold on to your horses. We're going to play it again. To connect with Cameron, you can connect with him on Instagram. It's cameron.music, and that's, and I spelled his name wrong, so I do apologize. So it's CAMRON.music. Twitter, it's Cameron Music, and Facebook, it's Cameron Music without the dot. Guys, connect with him. Make sure you reshare this interview. I'm going to repost it on Facebook as soon as the interview is over. Connect with him. Connect with his music. You can check out his music can be found at www.soundcloud.com/Cameron Music. That's www.soundcloud.com/Cameron Music. Cameron, I'm so humbled. I'm so grateful and thankful that God allowed our paths to cross. I'm so glad that we were able to have you on the show today. We were able to showcase your music and what you're doing. You are such an inspiration to other young men and young women that's living out their passion. So thank you so much for being a guest on our show. We send blessings, love, and light your way. May God continue to order your steps. May you continue to go out and do great things. And in everything that you do, remember to always acknowledge him. Let him direct your path, and I promise you success will always be on the horizon for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a guest on our show. Guys, as promised, I'm going to take you out with Cameron's song. Before we do, don't forget our announcements. Don't forget to tune in Sunday to Mr. at Keeping It Real, Keeping It Together, the Montavia Morrow Show. On Monday nights, The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. On Tuesdays, Business Makeover. And once again, back on Thursdays, we have Destiny Empowerment Hour with me, your host, your homegirl, doing more amazing interviews. Don't forget to register for our telesummit that's taking place on next week. And also, don't forget, listen, if you're looking to make some extra money, you're looking to lose some weight, you're looking to improve your health, listen, I'm building a phenomenal team and looking to help 100 individuals that I want to personally mentor and personally help change their financial situation and improve their health. So if you're interested and you want to know more, then reach out to me at recreateyou@gmail.com. The number 2, recreateyou@gmail.com. This is your host, your homegirl, none other than Sharice Riley, and we're signing out with Cameron's Tell Me What.
All right, Melina. Let's do this.